Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I...
Fam?
I thought you were talking about duvet. Stomach!
This has gone from bad to worse. Cool, as you know, guys, I go straight with a nitty-gritty. I go with a question of the week to start this episode fresh, to keep you guys energized, to keep you guys awake, to keep you guys alert. And you know how I like to do. We like to go in raw.
Selfish lover style.
Selfish lover
no lube,
style.
Bro.
No lube,
straight
no
in.
No spit, no numb. Straight in. The question of the week this week was, what's the worst or weirdest question you've been asked on a first date? And obviously the responses are juicy, so we are going to go straight into it. First one.
I just spilled mustard down my beard, bro. Sorry. Sorry.
Why did you wipe your chest?
Because I assumed,
A man did this.
Because you know why? Because when this happens to me, I assume it just
trickles.
Before I look, I want to cover all bases. I don't want to look and just see drenched. Pause.
All right. What's the worst or weirdest question?
What, go on, did you do it again?
Nah, do you know what it reminded me of?
What, go on. You know when, what was it, on White Chicks? Where Terry drops the oyster.
Oh, and it slips, God, said I've got a big tongue, my bad.
Sorry, innit?
My tongue's too big for my mouth, my bad. Oh, yuck. Terry was dirty in that movie.
He's filthy, bro.
He acted his ass off. Well, because he was.
You know what? Props. Say what you would about Terry Crews. He acted his tits off
he
in that movie.
His tits off in that movie, man.
Fair play to him, man.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow. Love a tangent. Love a tangent. But yeah, worst / weirdest question you've been asked on a first date. Is it okay to tell my wife how the date is going?
She deserves an update.
She deserves an update.
Yeah,
because she could get replaced.
Facts. I need to let her know that
she needs to step her pussy up. Next question. Who's your favorite serial killer? That's an eyebrow raise, isn't it?
To be fair, I'm not gonna, in this climate, I think a lot of girls will go for that.
It's one of them ones where you take a back step, but you're actually deep in, like, post-date. Like, I actually do like
I was gonna say, because
I actually do like Y.
It depends how you lead the way as well. Because like, who's your favorite serial killer? Like, I'm a Dahmer fan myself. Then she'll jump in and be like, bro.
Well, fuck Dahmer.
Bro, Night Stalker, are you mad?
You don't know about Night Stalker.
This guy was on stuff.
The one I've been watching, Sons of Sam.
I've heard.
The plot thickens every episode.
Swear.
Jesus wept. You man, son of Sam. Yeah, watch that shit. Yeah.
Is that, no, that's not. Who's the, which one's the clown brother?
That's his face is in my head, but it's, he's got tapes ting as well in it.
The tapes of, Rimsky, what's,
John Wayne Gacy.
On, bro,
Ellis.
He's doing two jobs in one. Man, didn't even touch his keyboard yet.
Don't do that.
I wouldn't even have it.
I was literally waiting for Fuat to get
it. I
was waiting for Fuat to get it.
Hey. Some of us wait. Some of us act. I'm playing.
Fuck.
John Wayne Gacy. It's
gonna be a civil war in this bitch. Jesus.
Civil war.
Jesus. Some of us wait. Some of us act. Remsky!
He's making it worse.
I'm just saying, if it was me, the table would have been flipped by now. But anyway. Wow. John Wayne, he came clutch with that.
Yeah, he came in quick.
Clutch.
Man's editing clips as we speak as well. That's nuts. Allow it. All right, next.
Oh, Rem's got mute!
There's nothing for me to say. There's literally nothing for me to say.
I can hear his K-Rod pinging. The loose hairs are pinging out.
Pinging off. Static.
Oh, oh God.
Jesus. But yes, John Wayne Gacy is exactly who we were talking about. Fuck. Wow.
Yeah, go.
Love a segue. Worst slash weirdest question you've been asked on a first date. Next question. Why are you a single mum? That's pressure.
Is pressure? It's also a valid question.
It's not a first date question.
It's not a first date
really
question.
Really not.
It's not a first date question.
It's not your fucking business, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Facts. Get to know me first.
Facts.
Yeah.
I was also going to say,
walk on.
You know when it's such a disrespectful question. You know when on like the show First Dates?
Yes.
It's always the question they ask, isn't it? Like, so why are you single?
If I wasn't kind of single, I wouldn't that? Be here.
Facts. She cheated and hurt me and left.
Facts. I need a song.
Yeah, why are you single?
Facts. We could do this dance all day.
Yeah, bro.
Next question. What kind of brown are you?
Ah, that's infuriating. It's infuriating.
That there's just no decorum,
bro,
from where they come from.
I've been asked that question.
Really?
Yeah.
In that specific wordage?
What kind of brown are you? I don't think it was as brazen as that.
Yeah.
But I've definitely been asked like, so what, like, I've done, yeah.
I can't, you read this?
Yeah.
So what's your mix?
Yeah. Because I'm seeing like, I don't understand about the eyes. Like,
they try to make it so it was the eyes.
Yeah, it's like,
Asian?
Yeah, they mouth it.
Is there Asian in there?
Oh!
Man said this. They paint you with the same brush. Oh!
Bro.
Jarring.
It's jarring as well because people make me feel bad for being like basic bitch, white and black.
Okay.
When they do this.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
And then they're like, oh, my dad's this and my mom's that. And they're like, oh.
Oh, they're like boring.
Oh, yeah. Also, you're basic.
You're just mixed.
Yeah, you're generation one mixed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's boring.
Peak. Next question. Has anyone ever lifted you up as an adult before?
That's him trying to flex, I'm assuming.
Either him trying to flex or him trying to insult. One of the two.
Damn, yeah. Didn't even deep about that.
I deeped it straight as the insult.
Like she's just fat?
Mm.
It's like, it's not possible. So has anyone ever tried?
As an adult. Maybe as a child, maybe.
Yeah.
As an adult.
Damn.
Peak. Is your second toe bigger than your first big toe?
I'd want to know as well.
I wouldn't ask
on a first date.
I wouldn't ask, period. Yeah. I would eventually see.
You just find out.
I'd eventually find out and charge it from there.
Yeah. And abandon her there. That's hilarious.
I would get into my, I'd be like, shoes off.
Yeah, come on, Japanese on, style. Yeah, come on. Off, respect me.
Charged.
Yeah, yuck. If you can see it from your sock, that's nuts. If you can see it from the sock, it has to get charged.
This thing.
Yeah, that's too much.
Hilarious. I told him my dad died and he asked me if I had daddy issues and winked. Do you know the confidence?
Yeah, bro.
You have to.
He died.
I told him my dad died and he asked,
do you have daddy issues? Because that's what I'm on the market for.
Yeah.
I'm going to put all my cards on the table. That's what I'm on the market
for.
I love
a chick with daddy issues.
Daddy issues is where I'm at. So have you got it or not?
Facts. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
Imagine she doubled down and was like, find out. You tell me, daddy. Yeah.
Waiter Bill.
Waiter Bill.
Because I need to find out. It's a challenge now.
100%.
It's a challenge now.
It's dread as well, because then if she gives you the example of potentially she does, and you don't bring it out of her, it means you're just not daddy enough.
Fair play.
And then now fair. You're butthurt going home like, it's actually me.
Yeah, damn.
She's got all the issues and I couldn't bring it out of her.
Damn.
Jokes. We're sick in the head.
We are. We really, really, really are. Well, you guys know that.
When the room gets quiet sometimes when we're on tangents and I can't hear our voices anymore, I think, wow. Wow, we actually just
said that.
We're
sickos. Oh, God. Always find the funny. If you got pregnant tonight, would you keep our baby?
Damn.
Next one. If I meow, would it purr or hiss back? Hiss, you know.
Yuck.
People are actually crazy.
Yeah. Go on.
You're going to hate this one.
I bet.
How much do you bleed when you're at the peak of your period?
That's not That's your face. That's not even a.
Why do you need to know this?
Also, in what quantity are we talking about? What's the measurement?
I love how you get intricate.
Bro, what's the measurement?
Fair fucking play.
Liars?
Oh, God.
Exactly.
What is the measurement? Yeah. Is she going to do like hand gestures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, nah. That's disgusting.
All right, next one. Would my good little girl like a drink?
I'd find that disgusting. I could have leave my mouth.
That could never leave my mouth, but I'm thinking he's just putting it all on black.
Yeah. Facts.
He's put it all on
facts,
black.
Facts.
Because if
facts.
It lands.
Boner.
Yeah.
If it lands, boner.
He's put it all on black.
Would my good little girl like a drink?
Because you want to hear yes, daddy.
That's the only reply I need.
But the time it takes to get that response will feel like an eternity.
Factual.
Because you could go get arrested right now. You don't know what's going to happen next.
Factual, bro.
It's damn.
Long. It's long. Some people are so brave.
Some people misread the room.
They do.
They misread
they
the room.
They live in their own bubble.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. Next question. Is it crazy that I love you already? But just so you know, I have a girlfriend. Are you into polygamy?
Raw.
Crazy. Again, all on black. All on the table.
Exactly. These men aren't willing to waste time. Yeah, and no, as much as I think they're bastards, and I'm vexed that I just know all of these are guys saying it to girls.
Facts.
I have to respect the confidence to a certain degree.
Facts as well.
So, yeah.
Facts as well. Are your boobs naturally that small?
Raw! That one took my breath away. Are they naturally that small? That's hands.
Next one. Do you have a big clit? I really like big clits.
Yuck! Oh, this is the worst. I didn't, when you read the question out here, I was thinking, this is so specific, I'm not sure. Like
where the chaos
can come from. It's a small net we're using here. But raw, you've picked up some koi fish.
Yeah, we've got an audience, bro.
Yeah, we've got an audience. Damn.
Picked up some koi fish.
Damn, bro.
Oh, wow. Shit. Yeah, man. Our audience are crazy. Next question. Do you still live at the same address? Imagine. Do you still live at the same address? On a first date, James.
Fam?
The fear.
I'll grab and say, who are you?
The fear of God will run through me.
Do you still live at the same address? Every stalker movie I've ever seen would rush through my head at the same time.
Factual. You'd have to move.
Yeah, 100%.
Speaking of.
I'll say no. That's the first thing I'll say is no.
No. Again, but it's like, he knows you're lying. He's just playing a game with you. I got, I ordered something on delivery the other day and came to my door, opened it, code, whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, Fuad. And he looked down at his phone and saw Fuad. He looked at me, he's like, oh, I was like, I have to move again.
Now
I was like, I'm thinking to myself, I have to move again.
Isn't it the worst?
Yeah, I have to move. I was so angry. It's only been a week.
Sorry, G.
Livid. Anyway.
Sorry, G. The guy who tried. Wow. Wow.
Start again.
Yeah.
You good.
Wow. The guy who came to change my tire at my house the other, at my car. Wow.
There's pressure
That's
now.
That's dementia.
There's pressure now.
That's like young dementia. The guy
who came to change your tire
from QuickFit, who came to my yard to change my tire the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Opened the door and was like reading the name's gonna do anything.
Facts.
And was like, oh, I was literally just watching you on Instagram. He's like, I didn't know you lived here. Of course you didn't.
Of course you didn't. Why would you know?
Why would you? Why would you? But now you do.
Now you're gonna run and tell all your fucking friends.
Yeah,
guess who I served today.
Now I'm moving.
Next question.
He was, to be fair, he was a cool guy though.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
Say less.
Yeah.
Next question. Does your face make sense to you? Just a par in itself. Why
does
come on
the
date?
Does your face make sense to you?
To you. Why come on the date? If that's why, how you're gonna behave?
Yeah.
That's how you're going to behave? Yeah, bro. Why are you here?
Whatever happened to you, it wasn't my fault. Fact. So why are you treating me like this? I got dressed up.
Facts.
I put makeup on.
I did this for you. Yeah. For this.
Waxed. Everything. And this is what you're doing.
She could never tell me I got waxed. Even though I fucked up already, she was like, I got all this. I did all of this for you. My face,
you're sick
nails,
in the head.
Done.
You're actually sick in the head.
Waxed. I was thinking, I nearly had
an opportunity. Sorry. She said, if this date goes well, I'm putting this wax to use. You're livid about it.
Wax.
There's something wrong with you, bro. That's hilarious. Man said I couldn't hear wax,
you
know?
I couldn't hear waxed.
Oh, I had an opportunity.
And it's gone. I've squandered it because of my foolishness. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Next question.
Con.
Not a question, but she said, if I had a dick, I'd make you suck it. Do you know the fear that would run through me across the table?
That would terrify me.
If I had a dick, I'd make you suck it.
I wouldn't be able to stand up. I'll be so scared. Because what are you going to do instead?
Fam?
Lord knows. Where's your head at right now?
Bro. Bro, I don't know why she thought that was okay.
Mid appetizer.
Yeah.
If I had a dick, I'd make you suck it. The fuck?
That's not tantalizing in the slightest.
Bro, the whole thing's charged. That's when I'll say, does your face make sense to you? Because I'm defensive now. What do you mean?
Yeah. I'm in a corner. I'm in a corner. He asked me not to wash my toes before the date. I didn't go.
Oh, 100%.
Not to wash my toes. That's a kink.
Speaking of, that clip we posted the other day about me selling pics.
Oh, yeah.
Foot pics.
The tootsies. Plummeted.
No, I'm saying DMs.
Oh,
I
thought you were saying that.
I'm just here to talk analytics.
You got DMs from man and gal saying, show me your feet.
Man and gal. Predominantly gal. I expected it to be obviously predominantly man.
I thought that as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, gal would just said, name your price.
Interesting.
Yeah, I couldn't be bothered to entertain it though because like, they don't know that I'm serious.
Yeah.
So don't make me bring you out the requests.
Yeah.
For foolishness.
Factual.
Because I want P.
Factual.
I want to sell pics for P.
Factual.
So yeah, there was one Donny I know he was serious.
Talk to me.
He said, drop the link. With all caps, drop the link.
Capitals will scare me.
Yeah.
What was his profile pic saying? It was
jargons. I think it was Khabib or something. So I knew he was serious. I think it was a picture of Khabib, bro.
That's innuendo in itself. His feet are murked.
Yeah.
Oh,
man
that's
said, drop the fucking link.
All caps. Jesus.
I said, raw.
Jesus. All right, I got a couple more. I had a guy come to my house just for a coffee. I went to the loo. He ran up my stairs, burst into my toilet, and asked me to piss on him. Said he'd been dreaming about it all night.
The fact, you know what, yeah? For these men where it's a compulsion.
Yeah.
That to the fact where he's like trying to keep it calm. And he realized she's gone upstairs to piss. He said, no.
I need it. That first golden shower.
Yeah. Facts. I wish I felt that way about anything.
I know what you mean.
Where I can't sit still. And I'm willing to burn all of these bridges to get what I need.
To fulfill my desires.
Yeah, I wish I felt enough passion about anything in my life the way that these men feel about
certain
fucking kinks.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
That's a cage, boy.
Bro.
He burst into a stranger's toilet and said, piss on me.
That's insane. That's like a vampire needing blood.
It literally is that.
Because you're in her yard, my guy. It can happen later.
It could.
Let's go a few rounds. Let's get frisky. Let's do some stuff and figure it out.
Open up the door.
Man heard two
trickles
and said, "That's you're wasting piss.
Waste in the shower.
Yeah. You're wasting piss in this toilet, bro.
I'm here.
Yeah, piss on me. Wow, it's nuts. And again, like we said on the Patreon episode, I lost my train of thought. Like the safety aspect is mad.
Yes.
The stuff women have to go through to get sex is nuts. Mm. And when I've always been like, not understanding, like, why are women so like protective of like how many bodies they've got? Yeah. Why are they so protective of how many bodies they've got?
Yeah.
The fact that you can invite a man into your yard who can burst in your toilet and beg you to piss on him.
That's the scariest thing I could ever encounter. Because even the vice versa would freak me the fuck out.
That will send you back to every ex you've ever had.
Facts. Facts. The street. You like,
you're not fucking a new guy again.
Yeah, I can't be in the streets. Yeah.
Because like, we've had multiple dates.
Yeah.
And he was normal till now.
Yeah.
Now he's in my yard. Mm. And this is who he is.
Mm. He's showing his true colors now.
How did he hold it down for so long, bro?
Yeah, he must have been itching at the table the first date.
Yeah, bro.
He couldn't think of anything else but that piss. Oh, God.
So yeah, inviting a new brother into your home is unsafe at times.
Yeah, that's on God.
And then going to his house is even more unsafe.
Yeah, true. True.
It's nuts, man.
It's a lose-lose. Last question. Can I pretend to propose to you to see if we get a free dessert? That's stupid.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, how can we reframe this to be a cute little first date game? And I'm clutching at straws.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And also in 2023, as a man, you're not on a first date, you're not allowed to say free anything.
Factual.
Everything has to be expensive.
Factual.
And you wanna pay more.
Factual.
It only costs $2,000. Facts.
But
yeah,
your face says minor.
Your internal organs
are vexed.
$2,000, is that it?
Yeah.
Ah, I thought this was a nice place. Never mind. Must be happy hour. Yeah. Boop. Anyway. Go through.
I've been there, boy.
Yeah, you see that? That green check. Yeah.
You can breathe. Jokes.
Wow. Yeah, man. That's upsetting.
It is upsetting.
But that's it.
The game. That's it, man.
Very nice. Welcome back, guys.
Yizuru.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yizuru.
This is episode 341, I believe, of the second best podcast in the world.
Facts.
Shits and Gigs.
Facts.
With your boy, J Money and Fire Lord Fwakes.
Facts.
Now, if you didn't already know.
Get to know.
We're not going to say it too many more times.
Mm.
Head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yizuru.
We have categorically also the second best Patreon in the world.
And that's a fact.
We flew over to New York a few weeks ago. We knocked on Patreon headquarters doors. They welcomed us in with open arms and said, oh my God, you guys are so good. How's your Patreon so good? And I'm like, get off me, man. I can't even breathe with all this smothering.
Trying to talk business.
And they were just like, just tell us. If you want the job of CEO, you can have it. And I'm like, bro, all I care about is our patrons. I don't care about your fucking job, bro.
Facts.
Your stupid little headquarters.
Facts.
All I care about is our community.
Facts.
So head on over there, man.
Yes, sir.
£3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to S&G.
Come on.
And indoctrinate yourself into this community.
Yeah, man.
Into this cult, if you will. Or if you won't. Some people don't like that term. Some people don't like the C word.
Some people don't like the C word.
Yeah, we found that out the hard way.
Yeah.
Some people don't like the C word. Some people do like the C word.
Mm.
And if you do like the C word, head on over. If you don't like the C word, you could be a top boy. That's also what we use over there.
Yeah, you could be a top boy.
We wear multiple hats over there, guys.
Mm.
So head on over to patreon.com now. Wear whatever hat you like.
Facts.
And just vibe, bro.
Facts.
Vibe.
Mm.
If you are watching on YouTube and you aren't subscribed to the channel, make that change.
Immediately.
Right now. Come on, man. Some people did it.
Why not you?
Yeah. Peer pressure and that.
Mm.
Do it. And then, yeah. If you're listening on any audio platform
this
in existence, please give us a nice review. We really, really, really appreciate it. Five stars is obviously preferable. And 5 stars means good. 1 star means bad, by the way, guys.
Facts.
The amount of times I've seen reviews come through, because they come through in emails to me, I think I said before. Mm. And it's like, this is the best show I've ever seen. I love this show. Da, da, da. I'm like, gang. And this is 1 star.
How is the confusion?
I thought it was obvious.
Mm.
Clearly not. We also do education over on patreon.com as well.
We do.
So yeah. So if you don't know stars, if you don't know your stars from your stripes, patreon.com. /
shits and gigs. Come on.
£3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P.
S&G. Light.
Fuck's sake.
Light.
Right. So enough shenanigans.
Mm.
Last week, Ellis won top 5. I think we should give him a round of applause because he's been suffering. Our little porno king over there. Thumbs up and thumb. He's very proud of himself.
Our little porno king. Let's go.
So yeah, let's do top 5 and see who wins today.
Yes, sir. Everyone got their boards and markers? Right, guys. top five this week is highest paid athletes of 2023 so far.
Interesting.
Athletes. Yeah.
Highest paid athletes of 2023 so far. If it was 2022, I think I'd have a better grasp of this. 2020.
I've also got 2022. Because obviously the year's complete, so it's up to you, man. I've got both.
Now I'm going to go back on myself because I've built it up and then you've given me the opportunity to actually deliver. I'll go 2023.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
2023 it is. Ellis, I believe in you.
I don't watch any sport.
Doesn't matter, bro.
You don't watch any sport at all?
Nah, man.
Why?
I've never been into sport. Boxing, that's probably the only thing, but not even... Even boxing. Don't really watch it that much.
Now, are these athletes... I'm assuming retired athletes don't count, right?
They do not count.
Okay.
Good clarification. They do not count. Let me just double check that, actually. They do kind of count, but let me say this. When I say, when you say retired, I'm not talking about like from like the 1970s. They probably retired in within the last few years.
Okay.
Because I've just checked one that's on the list and said person has retired.
Can I research someone? Because I don't know if he's retired or not. I think he is, but I'm not sure. It's not going to show me if they're, what their net worth is or whatever. It's not going to show, no, it's not going to show
just
me.
Just write the name down, bro. What do you mean? Are you trying to check if he's retired or not?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if he's retired or not.
Yeah. He said it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. First of all, sometimes I really don't like how you speak to Ellis. I really don't like it. You talk to him like he's an idiot sometimes. I don't like it. Be nicer.
You all do. It's fine.
We all do.
Yeah. Wow.
We all do it. For real.
First of all,
I literally just stood up for you.
First of all, Ellis, if that's how you took it, I apologize.
I'm joking.
It's just more of a, you know.
No, you don't know. What is it?
Well, because you got heat in the first half. You're trying to come for
me
now.
No. I'm just wondering what you were going to say. No, I was curious because I was wondering what you were going to say then. Like,
write your answers, man.
Oh, cool.
Write your answers,
I didn't think that was literally, yeah.
Write your answers, Rev. Why are you coming for me?
That's a dead end.
Cool. We're all locked?
Yeah.
Cool. Ellis, give me your top five.
So I've gone for...
Is this order or is just five? Either way, it doesn't...
I was going to say, order, get more points.
If not. No, I won't do an order.
Okay, cool.
Ronaldo, Messi, Michael Jordan. Is it... I don't know if it's...
Say what's on your board, my bro.
Fuck's sake. This is what happens every time. Tyson Fury, and then... Haaland. I said, I don't know why. I can't think of any more.
The self-deprecation, bro, from your voice, Ellis.
Dude, because like I fucking, I'm terrible with this.
Yeah, but who says who, man? But
then I have no idea if you're right or wrong.
But then
I'm
also getting confused as well. So I said Michael Jordan, but then I'm thinking I've got it mixed up with someone else.
I doubt you got Michael Jordan mixed up with someone else.
Facts, first of all.
If you have, you're a fucking racist. I'm joking.
Look at his face. Relax, Ellis.
All right.
It's a safe space.
Yeah, it's a safe space. Chill, bro. And yeah, stop talking down on yourself.
Yeah,
the confidence,
bro,
in the way you read it, it stresses me out, man.
Give me a porn category for
yeah.
All right, Jimmy.
I hated this one, actually. So I did Messi, LeBron, John McGregor, and Tom Brady.
Oh my days. Tom Brady's a great shout.
I don't think I've landed though.
Rem?
I've got Ronaldo, Messi, LeBron, Neymar.
I was going to write Neymar.
And my last stab in the dark was Anthony Davis.
That is a stab in the dark. I was thinking for a second, who the fuck is Anthony
Davis?
Yeah, for
a split second literally. I was like, who?
Literally. I was writing it down. I was thinking, who am I writing? But yeah, say less.
Random.
Do you know what's actually a piss take?
Oh God.
He's just told you Anthony Davis is not in that list.
Yeah. We already know that I'm actually down one right now, so it's peak.
He just told you to your fucking face you got it wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. Composure, please.
Yeah. Games master, come on. At least. Oh, give me hope,
sweet.
Fam.
Yeah. Jeez. Absolutely sweeted. Right. Number 10.
Number 10. Oh, I like when you do that 10 to 1.
With $92.1 million made, KD himself, easy money sniper Kevin Durant.
Let's go.
Let's go. Props to him.
Very, very huge props to him.
Slim Reaper.
Mm. Mm. Number 9, 95.1 M's, the retired Roger Federer. That's who I checked.
Damn. He retired
either this year or last year, I can't remember.
Didn't see that one come in.
No. Yeah. Number 8, with 100.4 M's, Steph Curry.
Interesting. Is he still with Under Armour?
Second, sorry?
No idea. Pardon?
Huh? Who was it?
No, sorry, I thought you said something. I missed what you said.
Oh, I said, is Steph still with Under Armour?
I believe.
Is that where he makes his bag?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Number 7 with 106 milli, Phil Mickelson. He plays golf.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, 106 M's.
Mickelson. I was thinking, who the fuck is
Mickelson? Yeah, yeah.
Phil Mickelson.
Mickelson.
Yeah.
107 million, number 6, again, golfer, Dustin Johnson.
Seriously?
Yep.
Is that what his golf man on?
Yep. What, I mean, you've seen,
I remember
you've
watching,
seen
it, I remember watching the
Swerve?
Show.
Swerve?
Nah, it was called
Full Swing.
Full Swing. Yeah. Fair play. You are too far off, to be fair.
Mm.
Yeah, they were making money in that show.
They were.
PJs galore.
Yeah.
Damn!
Golf might be the new...
Yeah, it might have to be the new...
Yeah.
Yeah, the new swang.
Mm. Pause. With 110 million in at number 5, boxer. Even though you didn't write any boxers down.
I did.
You did, Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury.
You did.
Exactly.
Canelo Alvarez.
Fair play.
Oh, okay.
Fair play.
110 M's. Number 4. 119.5 M's. Only 2 of you wrote this down. LBJ himself, LeBron James.
Okay.
Number 3 with 120 M's. Mbappe himself.
Mbappe, you know.
Kylian Mbappe. He's like 21, 22. Maybe 23 max.
Mm.
And he's number 4 in the world.
Number 3.
He's number 3 in the world. Oh, of course he is. Fuck!
Yeah.
Peace.
That's too much.
That is
I'll
a
be
lot.
Addicted to heroin. I would literally be addicted to heroin. There's no other, like, what? Yeah. Where am I getting joy from?
Yeah, nothing else fulfills me. Because football's just fun for me now.
Facts.
I've made all the bags I need for
bro,
football.
Crush my ACL. It literally doesn't matter. I'm calm.
Facts, bro. Facts. Number 2 with 130 M's. Everyone wrote this down. Messi.
Mm.
And number 1 with 136 M's. It's pretty obvious. Cristiano Ronaldo. So we have a tiebreak. Mm. And the only way I think we can settle this tiebreak, let me see if they go further than 10. So just to recollect, your other two was McGregor and Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Rem, your other two was Neymar and Anthony Davis. Well, for the people, you guys obviously know what you wrote for the audience that
name
Martin.
Now I'm livid about the Neymar thing. Just put me on my misery, bro.
Number 11. With 87.6 million. Baller. Who does he play for? Not Minnesota. Yeah, Minneapolis. Is it Minneapolis? Giannis. Is it Minneapolis he plays for?
Minnesota.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Timberwolves, Giannis. Doesn't he?
Milwaukee Bucks.
That's the one.
Wow.
I knew it was an M.
Timberwolves, you know.
I knew it was an M.
Bucks. Of course he plays for the Bucks. Shameful behavior. Sorry.
Was number 11.
First of all, the way you built that up and it was none of our answers is actually mad.
That's crazy how you did that.
Number 12. 85 M's. Footballer. Only goes by one name. Neymar.
Well played.
Let's just see where the rest were, if they were in here. Mm. Anthony Davis, 40. Fair.
See?
Very fair. The fact that I'm not even...
Tom Brady's not in any of this.
I'm looking for both of their names.
That stab in the dark was a good one. Anthony Davis.
Tom Brady, number 50. He just made the list.
Damn.
McGregor's not even on the list.
He would have been last year.
Probably
he was number
year.
One.
Or maybe a couple of years
ago. Yeah, 2021, I think he was number one.
Yeah, he made money.
When at proper 12?
Yeah.
He was making packs.
So yeah, Rem, what's that now? Is that 10 for Rem? Double digit.
I was 9 last week.
Oh, you were 9 last week?
Yeah, so yeah.
So yeah, double digit.
Fair play, all right. So was it 14-10-4. Come on, all right.
Ellis, man, I'm gonna try help you out next week. I'm gonna try.
GG's.
GG's indeed, that was a good one. I liked it.
Right. So this again, shout out to Six Brown Chicks. They have the best dilemmas.
I'm hitting with dilemmas.
It's frustrating. I don't know how they curate such good dilemmas all the time. Yeah. And even the thing is, even if they got a ghostwriter, he's on job.
Yeah, facts.
You can't. So I wouldn't even be mad if they were like, oh, well, they're all fake. We've just got a ghostwriter. Yeah. I'd be like, it's fair.
That's sick.
It's got pen game.
Yeah. Causing arguments.
Bro, right. So my boyfriend and I eat in bed. If we're high, we may include food in our sex play and fall asleep with crumbs on the sheets.
Oh my God.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh my God.
So he was going down on me when he swears he saw a cockroach come out of me. I may have roaches. So maybe a roach came. The confidence to say I may have roaches is nuts. I may have roaches. So maybe a roach came out from under the crease / fold in my stomach. But I, fam?
I thought you were talking about duvet on stomach. This has gone from bad to worse.
Tell me about it,
who
bro.
Who are we fucking?
Bro. Oh.
Continue.
The confidence to type this out. So maybe a roach came out from under the crease / fold in my stomach, but I know it didn't walk out my pussy. He argues that it definitely crawled out from inside of me and he won't see me again without a doctor's note.
That's on God. That is on
bro,
God.
Bro, that's 10 toes. I ain't coming back in here unless you've seen a physician, my guy.
Oh my God.
Right. I refuse to go and see a doctor because if it was a roach in there, he saw it crawl out. So it's gone. What's a doctor going to do? Bro.
Nah.
He should take my word that I don't have a roach cooch, but he's avoiding me. Advice.
No.
Bro.
There is no advice. I think, the whole dilemma is so murked.
Bro, first piece of advice is get your life together.
100%.
Get it together.
The fact that she said, I may or may not have crutches, but that's neither here nor there.
It's neither here nor there. Don't quote me on my hygiene. I know I ain't got no roaches in my pum. That's a fact.
But it may have crawled out my
from under my stomach.
Fold or crevice. I thought she was going to talk about the linen duvet, and the sheets.
There may be roaches in his yard. So if it came out of sheets, fair play.
My stomach.
Yeah, that's insane.
Who are we fucking, bro? This is not okay.
Bro.
This is not okay.
It's nuts. It's nuts, bro.
And she said that with such chest that it could be a plausibility.
Yeah. Facts.
And she's not willing to see a doctor about this.
Bro, see someone.
You have to see, you need to get someone to hose your yard from head to toe. Because that's unacceptable
and the
behavior.
The fact that she said, if it was in there, and then she said, she was like, listen, I'm 99% certain it's not in there. It wasn't in there. But if it was, then it's gone.
It's gone.
So it's gone.
You can relax. You can eat me out as you were before.
Yeah, facts. No. Johnny's saying there's a nest in there.
There's
eggs. Yeah, they're breeding in there. Go see someone about it. She's like, what's the point? If it's gone, it's gone. What are we going to do about
it? What's she asking advice for?
She's saying, he ain't, the advice she's asking for is, he ain't coming home until I've seen a doctor. I promise you now, I'm not going to go see a doctor about this foolishness. What do I do? I want my man. But I'm not going to see a doctor.
She probably doesn't want to see a doctor because she's scared of the repercussions. She's scared to know what the doctor's going to say to her.
Brother, if a roach crawled out my body.
First of all, you'd feel it.
Yeah.
Feel it. The fuck?
Feel it. But I'll sprint to a doctor. Even if it came from under my stomach, I'll sprint to a doctor. I'll take any doctor that will have me.
Facts.
There's something wrong.
I don't even know how I would start that conversation,
bro,
James.
A roach crawled out somewhere, help. That's what I'd run into the emergency room and say that. A roach crawled out somewhere.
I need an
brother,
MRI.
Help me.
I need a scan.
Yeah. She needs to, what she needs to do is forget about this entire relationship
100%.
And focus on this.
100%.
Because this.
Yeah.
And this?
Yeah.
They're not aligned.
They're not connecting. They're not connecting.
Because at the minute, all I'm hearing is pussy and stomach.
Yeah. Oh.
Food, play, and roaches.
Yeah, that yard.
And folds in
that
the gut.
Yard must be a tip.
It stinks in there.
She's so nonchalant about the fact that she may have roaches.
Bro,
the yard must be a state.
Crumbs in the sheets is my number one pet peeve, by the way.
Oh, no. That's
crumbs
impossible.
In the sheets is my
that's
number
impossible.
One red flag.
That's impossible.
If I get in a bed and feel anything,
yeah, it's long.
I'm jumping out and I'm kissing my teeth and I'm getting carpet burn from the way I'm doing this. Yeah. I'm getting carpet burn on my palm, bro. Yeah. I'm livid about it.
It's this show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues? Tell the truth. You got the winter blues?
Yeah, and it's sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin. Especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
Pointless. It's pointless antics. I can't help you. You need to help yourself.
Bro.
There's no other solution. You have to help yourself because-
Hard reset.
You can't be comfortable and confident in saying a cockroach could have fallen out of the fold of your stomach.
But facts, but you coulda, woulda, shouldas, we're not here to talk about that. That's what she's saying. Coulda, woulda, shouldas, that's not the point.
That's not the point. You're saying the cockroach is gone, so still eat me out. What are we doing, bro? What are we doing here, man?
Yeah, I would say charge all of this whole thing, hard reset, volume up, volume down, hold for 3 seconds. Let's start again. This whole thing, how did we get here?
I'm just remembering you said, if this is a ghostwriter, the pen game is crazy. The pen game would have, Jesus.
Nuts,
if
bro.
If it's a ghostwriter, how are you thinking of these things? The term ghostwriter is hilarious as well, by the way.
Bro. Oh, I don't know what's going on, God. But anyway, that's a disgrace. That's been in my screenshots for weeks.
That is a dilemma. And the annoying thing is...
Go on.
I was going to say, the annoying thing is, this is obviously not the first time these men have been banging in this way with this food play and weed play or whatever
in the
boudoir.
Yeah.
It's like, this happened one out of probably 50 times. And it's like, all the other times there could have been stuff around you, stuff in you. And I'm like, I've just been continuing not knowing.
What I was going to say is that Donnie also needs to have a hard reset because the fact that this is his final straw and man said, I'm not coming back without a doctor's note. Don't go back, period.
Period. He wants to
you
go back.
You couldn't tell me this story from your POV.
Yeah.
Of like, brother, you'll never guess what when I went around my girl's yard yesterday. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, go on. Bro, obviously, so you know how it gets. Like, sometimes we like to eat in bed. And like, and I'm like, yeah, obviously, who doesn't?
Yeah.
And when we get a bit high, we kind of like, fucking around with the food and that. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know what that means, but carry on.
Continue. Yeah. Facts.
Don't know what that means, but carry on. Yeah, sometimes they get like a little crumbs in the bed and all them things. I'm like, jarring, but carry on, where are we going with this? And it's just like, bro, I was down there. obviously there's food here, there's food there, and I'm thinking, what is he talking about?
Facts.
And then, bro, I swear to God, I see a roach come out of our pond. I'll hold my breath to let you land.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, cool. And then you'll be like, obviously I jumped up.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, roach, roach, roach. And she's like, oh, bro, a roach didn't climb out my pum. And obviously I'm like, big man, I promise you now, I saw it come out your pum. Mm. Still holding my breath.
Yeah.
And then you saying to me like, bro, do you know what she tried to say? She tried to say like, obviously there probably is roaches in the yard. Still holding my breath.
Yeah.
I take another dip. Yeah, purple face.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, he's not landed.
Yeah.
And she's like, obviously, there's probably roaches in here. And then if you did see it, like, I'm not even dare gonna call you a liar. Mm. But if you did see it, it probably came out of my stomach. I'll grab something and throw it at you.
Wake up!
Yeah.
Wake up! This is not getting any better. Wake up!
Bro,
oh my days.
You lost me at the first bar, my guy.
Oh my goodness.
And now I'm really deep in what you meant when you said we fuck around with the food.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? What are you doing to her?
Bro.
What's going on? What are you doing to yourself?
Bro, yeah, hard look at yourself in the mirror. Hard reset for the both of you.
Yeah.
That's
start
all
again.
Long.
Fuck.
But it's also one of them ones where, let's say I am that breader in that scenario. And I charge her.
Yeah.
Like, I've lived a fantasy with this drawn. Do you know what I mean? Cockroach or no cockroach?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've lived
before
a fantasy.
Before the cockroach, you're not getting this again.
Facts! That's why he said he's not coming back with that.
Yeah, yeah.
The doctor's not.
Because I have to come back.
He has to come back.
I have to look out for myself at the same time.
There's no one else that's going to facilitate this kink for man. And even if there is, how do I introduce this into our lives?
Yeah, this took years.
Facts,
this took years, bro. I can't start again.
Yeah, it's long.
Oh, that's butters, bro.
So long.
Oh, fuck it out.
Anyway, right,
cool.
What we got?
So we've got trash news now. Please, Rem.
All right, hit us up, Rem.
Woman fatally poisons boyfriend hours after he inherited 30 million.
Hours is brazy.
Hours is quick work, isn't it?
Hours is brazy.
Yeah, she... Yeah, wait. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, hours.
Plotting and scheming.
That is super quick, damn. A North Dakota woman poisoned her boyfriend after learning of his plans to leave her since he had recently inherited $30 million.
Facts?
Facts.
Facts what?
Sorry.
No. Don't continue, Rem. Facts what?
Facts
nothing,
what?
Nothing.
No, facts what, James?
I thought there's two more paragraphs. Let's dive in.
What?
Let's dive in, gents. It's really cooking. I just lost myself in the...
Yeah, but I don't know what you're facting to. I need to know.
Yeah. He's up now. Okay. He needs to be single. He wants to go to Miami.
That's not what I thought you said facts for.
Oh, well, the death.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was talking about facts for, yeah.
Okay. I thought he meant
30
facts
for M's.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I thought he meant.
What
did you think?
What do you think I meant?
I thought you were taking...
I was the woman.
Yes, yeah, bro.
No. Facts.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, what are we talking about?
Sorry. Nah, Donnie.
Okay.
I'm on the first jet out.
Okay. Say less.
Yeah, sorry, carry on.
Yeah, true.
An autopsy indicated that Riley died as a result of consuming antifreeze, which authorities claimed Kanoya, his girlfriend, fed him. In the days preceding up to her arrest, the alleged killer declared her innocence in a series of bizarre Facebook posts saying Riley had took his own life away.
Oh, that's peak.
Bro.
That's peak.
Crazy.
See, he inherited 30 M's and killed himself. That's what she's trying to... That's what you want us to believe.
That's what she wants.
And she's putting it on Facebook.
And yeah. On Facebook.
Yeah. No wonder he had plans to dump her, bro.
If she was on that much smoke,
facts.
Yeah, post
facts.
This whole shenanigans, during the time when he was actually here, for sure. There's no
way. Grandma's awful as well. Took his own life away.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I can't even... It's weird because the lengths... I'm not even going to say women. The lengths people are willing to go to when they figure out something is no longer going to go their way.
Oh, bro.
Is fucking insane. Mm. I don't care if I've won $1 billion, £1 billion, and I want to leave you. If we've been together for 10 years, it's my choice. You can't come and tell me you're going to kill me.
Facts, bro. Sometimes I feel like I'm an alien when I hear about when you hear stories about like this kind of thing, not even to this le- extent. Mm. But when like Donnies are like, big man, I'm charging this relationship, I'm out. Mm. Like male or female, whoever's just like, fuck this, I'm gone. Mm. Or like, I've found someone else, I'm moving in with them. Like, my mentality is always like, game is the game, bro. I'm fucking upset.
Yeah.
But the game is the game. Yeah. I will never try and convince anyone to stay anywhere that they don't want to be. Mm-hmm. But this whole like, you're not leaving me, big man. What are you talking about?
That's crazy.
You're not going anywhere.
That's crazy.
You can die if you think you're going. And it's like
what world are we
living
in?
Life's changed now.
Yeah, facts.
It's just different.
Facts.
Deal with it.
Facts.
What the hell is going on? It's like, I didn't waste 7 years with you for you to pack your bags and dip. It's not happening, bro. You're not going anywhere.
The only, literally they're in their heads, the only way they can stop me is by killing me.
Facts.
That's just not okay, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. And then she just did it. She heard he was scheming to dip. So she said, you can die then.
And she said on Facebook that he killed himself.
Yeah, that's
that down is crazy. She needs to get double charged for that.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Because that double down is crazy.
Don't spin lies on my social media either.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's crazy how much people change though when they come into big money like that.
Like, facts. Bro, this is a very, very, very dark topic and I've spoken on it before. I wouldn't be surprised if someone did a poll of the amount of people that are in relationships because they need to be in it, as opposed to because they want to be in it.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Bro, the amount of like even like you'll see like, now you know, like your typical like Cockney mid 40s like relationship.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, I wouldn't kick her out. wouldn't kick him out of bed. Da, da, da. And they're like, oh, you're a slag. Like, yeah, fat prick. Da, 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 da. And this is spouses. Mm. And then you're just like, bro, if either of these men had the deck of cards that they wanted, they'd be gone.
Yeah.
And it's like bare people just were, especially where you've got relationships where like one person in a relationship is the breadwinner on all these kind of things, or especially if you've got like 50-50 relationships where it's like the hassle. It's not even the case that you have to be here, but it's like, I could be unhappy in this relationship, but the thought, because I've been in it before, when I was like living with my ex before, bro, the thought of living back with my mum was worse
than your current situation.
Than my current situation.
Yeah.
So I was like, I would rather be in this relationship that I don't want to be in than have to pack my bags, embarrass myself, tell all my family and friends that we're not together anymore, move back in with my mum, have to deal with her asking me, am I all right? Are you all right? What's going on with this? Da, da, da. When are you going to move out? Da, 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 da. Me thinking, when am I actually going to even have the money for deposit on a new place, all these things. And then once you get into that headspace, you're like, charged.
I'm going to stay.
Charged. Yeah. I'm staying where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'll just remain unhappy because I'm not dealing with all of that. So yeah, 30 M's?
Woo! Gone.
Gone, bro. Gone. Same day, gone. Same day, gone. I don't need this.
Don't try bell you, dial tone. Dial tone. Dial tone. That'll put a fear of God in them. Where's he gone? Where is he gone?
If the love of my life just inherited 30 M's and I'm at Waitrose picking up celebration dinner and I'm belling her and it goes to dial tone. The number you called has not been recognized. Bro, yes. I'll break down in the supermarket, bro.
Facts. It's a control alt delete situation. The whole thing is charged. The whole thing is charged.
Nah. That's insane.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Damn,
it's crazy.
All right, fair play. Okay, cool. So, guys.
Girls.
It is time for the final chapter.
Oh, Dr. McAllister.
Yeah, of our four-part series.
I forgot about this.
Dr. McAllister's Captive God.
Mm.
So, if this is your first...
Introduction
to Dr. McAllister's Captive God. Basically, what's happened is we have this guy or girl. I don't even know.
Yeah.
We don't even know who the main character is right now.
I don't think I know.
We don't know their name. We don't know their gender. We don't know their age. Mm. All we know is they were seeing a therapist called Dr. McAllister. And whilst in catatonic states or sleepy states or whatever, this person has the ability to just speak truths that they don't know how they came about.
Mm.
And now Dr. McAllister, and they told Dr. McAllister about things about his past, about his future, about things he should do with his money, about this, about the relationships, about everything. So Dr. McAllister is so convinced that this person is a god that they've decided to kidnap our MC, keep them in his basement for God knows how long, inject them with drugs to knock them out so they can keep doing all this future telling shit. And then, bro, and then he's now brought in all of his boys, his wife, all of his associates to get their fortune told. All of these men are making money. They've now upgraded their bando from Dr. McAllister's basement to a yard in the middle of nowhere where our MC is now tied to a bed and is just Rich Donny smoking cigars and is just in and out of haze.
Yeah. Man tried to run away and they drapes his neck with a needle.
Bro.
That will put the fear of God in me.
When he said he was in the kitchen and then one person was like, you shouldn't be here. Go back downstairs, go back downstairs, go back downstairs. And then more people come and he's like, let me go. Let me go.
And he tried to climb
outside. Yeah, he tried to climb outside.
Ejected, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's literally like a movie.
Bro, Jesus. I'll read the last paragraph and then we're moving on, okay?
Cool.
I spent a lot of my days in a black stupor and the more they experimented, the more often I was back in the black place. When I came back from these trances, I noticed a change in my captor. Gone were the shining eyes of the enraptured, disappeared were the weeping orbs of the enlightened. They were replaced by the flinty eyes of a zealot, and I was afraid that he might break his promise. He looked angry, but also resolved. Whatever I had told him weighed heavily on him, but I wouldn't understand the burden for a while yet. Not till the day it all came to an end. All right, we're finishing this bitch today, guys. Buckle up.
Cool.
Right. I came to one afternoon to find an intrusive light leaking in my dark chamber. They had always kept me in this persistently dark room, but now the door was open and something was laying in it. On the floor, there were others, none of them moving, and I was confused by their sudden stillness. Was this something new? Were they sleeping or were they... I tried to put that out of my mind. They couldn't be dead. I reminded myself as I shook my chains. If they were all dead, then who would free me? So I didn't die here too. You know what's so jarring about that?
What?
Is that like, there's just no way out for this person. Mm. I would love to wake up and think, I don't know how this happened, but all these fuckers are dead.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Mm. First thing is like, who's gonna get me out? Yeah,
facts. Facts.
Damn, right. I did as you said, came a monotone voice. And I jumped as I realized one of the slumped forms had only been praying. It was McAllister, and he looked wild. His salt and pepper hair was sticking up at odd angles, and his face was spattered with blood.
Oh.
His shirt was soaked in something, and it hung on him like a wet sack. Jesus, that's a bar. He appeared to be praying. But something clicked in his shaking hands. I saw he had a gun. I was afraid that he would shoot me. I was afraid that he would shoot me too for half a second. But as he put it under his chin, I became even more afraid that he would use it on himself. I have risen as high as I can. Your will dictates that I must shed my vehicle to rise any higher. I shall see you on the other side. His blood made a crimson line across my face as the gun went off, and Jesus. Suddenly my fear was realized. I was alone. Luckily for me, someone heard the gunshot. I would lay in that bed for 2 days before the FBI came to investigate the compound. It turned out they had been keeping an eye on McAllister for quite some time, ever since he had started gathering followers at his home. After 2 years in his new compound, they had been trying to prepare a case against him before he woke up one morning and decided to put an end to his little flock. With the help of his wife, they had poisoned the morning meal, and McAllister had drawn his inner circle into a meeting before breakfast where he shot them and they sat and listened to my latest ramblings. They had found journals that claimed these were things I had told him to do. But after interviewing me, I think they decided he was out of his mind. At least, that's what Agent Maxit led me to believe. We're going to have to hold you as a person of interest, but it honestly sounds like you were an unwilling participant. I'm going to go and get some things in order. Have a seat in here and we'll make some accommodations for you. After he left, I noticed the recorder sitting on the table. It wasn't running, which I expected. And when I reached for it, I saw that the tape inside had a date on it that I remembered. It was the date of my first session with Dr. McAllister. I couldn't imagine a reason behind the FBI having a tape with that date unless McAllister had recorded it for some reason. I put the recorder back down, trying to stop my curiosity before it could take root. I had never heard what I sounded like in that state that seemed to enrapture the old doctor so much. What had I said to him to make him throw his whole life away in pursuit of it? I couldn't help myself. I hit play on the recording and listened as McAllister told me to be calm and began to count down from 10. It wasn't the jagged, often flighty voice I remembered from any time after this session. This was McAllister at his most sane. As he came to one, I heard him gasp and ask what I was doing. From the recording, I heard a slightly deeper version of my own voice, and it filled me with dread. Agent Maxit has listened to the tapes, and he's becoming as unstable as the good doctor. If you don't escape now, I fear that he'll have you just like McAllister did. You have to be quick, and you'll have to be smart. But if you mean to be free, you need to find a way out of here. Good luck.
Who's saying this to him?
This is the voice he's hearing on the tape from McAllister's first session.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So he's talking to himself?
He's talking to himself 2 years in the future.
2 years in... What?
Brother?
Yo. Is that the end?
Yes, the end!
Oh my God. I was locked into like the precinct and everything. Yeah. I was there, bro.
The precinct.
I was there.
Bro, yeah. Oh. So yeah, it ends with my guy's own voice from his first session with Dr. McAllister telling him Agent Maxwell's on it as well. Get the fuck out now. Wow. Otherwise we're running this whole thing back.
Oh my God.
Brother. Very good story. Very, 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 very good story.
That's probably why. Like, how were you able to know this? And that's why he kept it.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Jeez.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, pen game is wavy on that as well. The pen game is
unbelievable.
Wavy,
so wow, yeah, I'm gonna take a few weeks off, maybe a couple months off, and then we're gonna find another one.
Yeah, that was a good story.
Yeah, man. All right. Really good story. So you've got a recommendation for us, apparently.
I do have a recommendation, and I don't know whether. I feel like this was recommended to us in one of our monthly Zoom chats.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to Cheerios yesterday and he introed me to an anime.
Okay.
So we were talking about, obviously, seeing JJK, blah, 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 today, whatever. And he's like, oh, there's another one I've been watching. Shangri-La Frontier.
Never heard of it.
Shangri-La Frontier.
Oh, I've seen clips of this on TikTok about the, it's like the hardest game in the world or whatever.
Yeah. So... it follows this guy, Rakuro, but he's Hizutome,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He loves games.
Yeah.
He loves VR games. And basically all he wants to do is find the hardest game and try and obviously win.
Mm-hmm.
He does like trash VR games. He goes through all the time and a lot of them always have like bugs and glitches and blah, blah, blah. But he then finds this game, Shangri-La Frontier. He goes to a store and finds one. And when he gets immersed into it, it's like, this is real life. Like, he puts on the VR set and everything. And when I say the storyline is really good. The animation is crisp, my bro.
Okay.
Crisp. Okay. I wouldn't say it's on a level of like JJK or whatever, it's... Chiru described it perfectly. It's very, very refreshing to see.
Okay.
It's very, very, very refreshing to see. There's only a few episodes out, maybe 7 or 9.
Now.
Yeah. So the, and when I say obviously he's immersed in the VR world, it actually has all the gaming upgrades It shows you the gaming upgrades. Like it levels up from level one to level two.
So it's like Sword Art Online?
Sword Art Online per se. And but the way it shows is crisp. Like every hit he does, it shows like critical, critical, critical.
Oh, okay, sick.
And he's got like his whole book on like, when you get points and stuff, you like divvy out the points to like agility, to health, to this, to that. Like it shows it all. It's well paced. But the whole crux of it is I think in episode three, he wants to, his main goal is to just duppy something.
Okay.
His main goal is to duppy something. And the arms is good.
All right.
The arms is really good.
I'm down to
watch
this.
But when I say the animation is so crisp.
Okay, sick.
So crisp.
Six, really,
I've only seen three episodes so far. It's a really good watch.
All right. I know I'll catch up in a day and it'll piss me off.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really good watch.
All right,
especially if you're up to date on everything. Anime-wise, this is a really good shout.
All right, I've got a recommendation. Before I do, off the back of you saying being up to date, I have to take accountability. I have to finish Attack on Titan this week.
Oh, wait.
I still haven't, like I said to you last, I still haven't watched from the day he became the founding Titan.
Oh, yeah.
To now the whole thing's done.
Yeah,
I haven't watched anything.
Yeah, you've got episodes plus two movies.
Yeah. I need to finish it. Yeah. I need to bang it out because it's done. It's the end of an era. I started watching this when we were in uni.
Uni, yeah.
So I started watching this 10 years ago.
Mm.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now it's finished and I'm just chilling and everyone's talking about it. So you're done?
No, I've not seen this last movie. I've seen the first movie.
All right, bet. Yeah. But my recommendation is on Netflix and it's Blue Eyed Samurai.
Okay.
You man?
Yeah. Yeah.
You man?
Okay.
So Blue Eyed Samurai, on Netflix, it is anime, but like English spoken.
Mm-hmm.
As I was watching it,
nine
I was
out
like-
10, 100%, okay.
Bro?
Okay.
It's hard.
Okay.
One thing I would say is, I know you love to watch shit in Japanese.
Yeah.
It's mouthed in English, so it will jar you.
Okay.
So watch it in English.
Okay.
And it's worth it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth it. And so basically, it follows this lady called Mizu, who is the blue-eyed samurai.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the story is it's set in like olden time Japan, in a time where the shogun of Japan has like closed their borders.
Okay.
And it's like, no one is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone in this entire country is Japanese.
Mm.
So if you're white, black, anything else, it's illegal, you're dead. Mm. You are not allowed to be in this country if you're not Japanese.
Okay.
So basically the way it follows is Mizu is mixed race.
Interesting.
So she's got blue eyes. Because she's got blue eyes and they call her a round eye devil.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone mixed race, they're considered scum, like dirt. So she grew up, people dashing rocks at her head. Mm. She had to eat out of dumpsters, all these kind of things, bro. She doesn't know who her dad is, but she was hunted her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows that her mum was raped by one of the white guys. Mm. So she basically grew up being like, the whole story is about her wanting to kill. She knows for a fact at the time of her birth, there was only four white guys in the entire country.
Okay.
Only four white guys. So she's dedicated her entire life to Duppy and these bras.
Okay.
That's her entire mission.
Okay.
And back in those days, it was illegal to touch a sword if you're a female.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had to protect and to act on revenge. So they actually have like, revenge is like a part of their culture.
Mm-hmm.
You can't act on revenge if you're a female either.
Mm.
If shit happens to you, it just happens to you. That's your business. Only men can act on revenge.
Damn.
Bro, it's nuts. Mm. So she had to pretend her whole life that she was a boy.
Mm.
So everyone thinks she's a boy. And when I say she's fucking arms.
Yeah.
The fights in this bitch.
Yeah.
Is graphic.
Okay.
Graphic fights and graphic sex.
I'll swear.
Bro.
I'll swear.
It's like full frontal nudity.
I'll swear.
Yes, bro. It's a good, 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 good show.
Say
and
less.
It's I like what it does as well. It follows similar to The Last of Us.
Okay.
Where every episode is as long as it is.
Okay.
There might be an episode that's an hour.
Yeah.
There might be an episode that's 40 minutes. There might be an episode that's an hour and 10.
Okay.
You get the episodes that you get.
Okay.
But they're timed the way they are timed.
Yeah.
Because that's just this episode.
Okay.
Bro, it bangs.
How many episodes in total?
8 episodes.
Okay.
Wow, bro.
Okay.
Wow, it's a fucking good show.
There's quite a few things coming out on, either coming out or already out on Netflix that are very juicy.
There's a lot of my watches at the moment. I would definitely recommend Blue Eye Samurai.
Mm. Do you know what else is back? I don't know if you might remember, this was, the first season came out 3 years ago, a Chinese anime called Foghill of the Five Elements. I spoke about it.
Yeah, I found it. Where have you been watching it? Nine Anime?
Yeah, Nine Anime.
I need to watch it on there.
Season 2 drops earlier this year.
Oh, okay.
I've seen the first 2 episodes.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah. I stay watching clips of that.
They don't miss with the arms.
All right,
bet. It's beautiful to watch.
Bet. Oh. All right, Nine Anime, I'll watch it on there.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Yeah, Blue Eye Samurai, fantastic. I'm 15 minutes from the end of the last episode.
Say less.
Sensational.
I've also had another recommendation. I've not watched myself, but I've heard it's really good. Again, not on any streaming. You have to Nine Anime it for now. It's called Magna Crimson.
I think I've heard of that.
Magna Crimson, yeah, I've heard. M-A-G-N-A, Crimson. I've heard that's Arms House too. So yeah. Oh, Ragnar, sorry. I said
Ragnar Crimson.
Ragnar Crimson, yeah.
I bet.
I've heard that's Arms House too. So that's added to my list too.
6666. I'm excited.
A lot of anime coming my way.
Yeah,
man. So I started watching one on Netflix called Vampire in the Garden. Vampire in the Garden? I'm sure it's Vampire in the Garden. Yeah. Again, I've seen a couple episodes. It's just a light watch, but I like the animation. I like the fights too. So
all right, fair play.
Just added to the list
too. Okay, cool. Right. You said you had a question for us, yeah?
I did have a question. So I don't know if you, man, but it was all over social, so you may have seen it. Obviously, JLS are doing like a quick renaissance.
God.
And you saw, I don't know what your question is,
but I would run off the stage. That's my answer.
I knew you were gonna say. I know what you were going to say.
I'd run off the stage.
So my question to you is, if I try to do a stunt like that on our next tour, for example, what would you do? That is my question.
I'll scream, stand up at the top of my lungs. The top, as much decibel as these speakers can handle is what they'll receive from me saying, stand the fuck up. What are you doing?
I'm just doing like an intro, walking in. I'm trying to hype the crowd.
And you just lost yourself and turned your back and landed flat on your back.
His back literally flipped. It bounced, bro.
I couldn't carry on the way they carried on. That's one thing that I will always be grateful for, that are like a lot of our shit is always improv. Mm-hmm. If that did happen to you, I'm allowed to address it and say, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
As opposed to these, man.
They were in the routine, they were in the song, everything, yeah.
Also, he is lucky. One of the boys is lucky. Right. The Brer who is about to intro after this one, he's lucky that Donnie fucked his backflip to take the terrible timing off his spin. Watch this away. What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bro.
Man said, don't worry, I got you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Rate the recovery.
Because my back would have been in agony.
I'd forget, play the whole thing for me again. These men have no shame with these introductions as well. Watch this. Ba, and still talk. Yeah, that's awful.
Man thought this was 2001.
What's Donnie's name again?
I don't know any other names.
Aston. Yeah.
Shameful. It's not even shameful behavior because that's just what he does.
Yeah, it's not shameful. Like, he would have done that in rehearsals a million times.
Yeah, the man
have been performing. Bless him. Like, you know, obviously.
That's peak.
It's just unfortunate.
So, yeah, if you did that, yeah, my answer was I'll scream to the top of my lungs. Stand up.
And just continue with the show?
Yeah. Apologize to these paying,
these paying fans. People. Yeah.
Apologize to them and let's get on with what we rehearsed.
Fair.
Remember yourself.
Fair. I can't ask for anything more or less. Fair, man.
Oh my God. Jokes. All right. You said you had a couple tweets for us to finish.
Just a couple tweets to wrap this dance up. My friend lied on his CV that he mastered the piano at 15. And now he's been asked if he can play for the board of directors on Friday. Reply. Himself replying. Man has been sitting in the car for the past half an hour Googling the most painless way to break all your fingers.
Wow. Wow.
I couldn't receive that email saying, come play in front of the board of directors on Friday.
I'll say no. I would just actively say no.
The most painless way to break all your fingers. That's crazy.
Also, you can just break one.
Facts.
Just break one.
Facts.
Or just lie and say you broke one.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
I saw a strip club across the street from a mini golf place, and I'm a liberal, but that's too much for me. What if you're just trying to enjoy a nice afternoon with your family, then your kids look across the street and see a bunch of losers play mini golf?
That's funny. That's clever and funny. Well played.
If you shoot your shot and miss, why do you unfollow? You have no sportsmanship and I don't like it. Reply. Do you chill in the break room after you don't get the job? Reply. You standing outside the club if they don't let you in.
Facts. Facts. Wow. Facts. That's literally, and some people do.
And they do. And they beg and they plead.
Wow. God.
My ex could speak four languages. English, nonsense, lies, and uselessness.
Defining uselessness as a language is the biggest piss take I've ever heard. I'll reconnect. If I saw that tweet, I'll message her, reconnect.
Reconnect.
Uselessness.
People think I'm hilarious, which is interesting because 96% of the time I'm not joking. Imagine.
Mm.
So this is the last one I got.
Mm.
Now I'm sneaky because my password's in Spanish.
Spanish.
Fam. If my partner said, oh, what's your password real quick?
Mm.
And it was in a different language. I know the eye contact will make me sweat.
Yeah.
I know the eye contact will make me sweat. Wow.
Different
you're
language.
You're not even giving
me a chance. You're not even playing fair.
I'm sneaky because this is Spanish. Wow. Okay, bet. Fair play.
Yes, sir.
That was a little nice light finish. Wow.
What going on today, bro?
Saturn's not...
A disconnect.
Yeah.
A disconnect.
I don't know if it's like a sleep thing or... I don't know. Also, random, I spoke to you, man, about it the other day. I'm trying to get into this skincare game.
Yeah.
This is not cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is not cheap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I got some... One of our friends recommended me a
plethora.
Yeah. That's the third time you said it today. All right, chill out.
Is it?
It is.
It literally is the third time you said plethora.
Today. That's the first time I've acknowledged it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. Run it back in the, obviously, when you watch it back, but yeah.
Say that. Someone got a word of the day dictionary. Anyway.
Is that what you pointed at me?
Because I knew you were going to say plethora.
Swear.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he knew you were going
to
say it.
Yeah, you pointed at me because it just came to mind.
Yeah, because you said it three times today.
I say my bad, bro. I just say words and forget about it.
It was in context.
It's in context, bro. So that's why I said plethora. Yeah. That's your thing today.
Say what the fuck you want to say, man. Talk about your fucking skin.
So obviously, it's not every day your boy gets a good sleep.
Mm.
So I reached out to one of our brethren who's up on their skin game.
Yeah.
And she said, bet, get this. Mm. Some avocado cream thing for under the eyes, couple face maskies, depuffs. Mm. Plus I've already got, I bought some new beard stuff the other day.
Okay.
And I also just bought two like a fucking toner and a new moisturizer.
Okay.
So this bitch is fresh.
Okay.
Doesn't look it today. Again, not the best sleep. Fever, sweats, the lot. Okay. Anyway, do you know how much this bitch costs? Bro, this avocado cream, yeah? It cost me £30. It's this big.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's a little tub.
Is that for under eye thing?
Yeah.
It's a little tub.
You man, it's this fucking big. They gave it to me in a box like this.
Nah.
I was gassed. I popped that bitch open and it had the
fluff.
I went like this.
Sawdust.
It was this.
Piss take.
I was like, you're mugging me. I messaged her immediately.
Yeah.
I said, is this a joke? Are you in on this? Are you in on this? This is a joke.
No.
Yeah, that cost me £30. The little eye maskies were like £85 for a pack of eight. Bro.
Yeah.
My toner was like £15 and the cream on top of it was like £15.
Damn, man.
So just to look peng.
Yeah.
Is, and that's not even including trims, bro.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Trim, and my trim is like 50 quid a pop.
Mm.
To look a little piece handsome.
Yeah, six penny.
It is expensive.
The game's the game, though.
Game is the game. No one forced me to do it. And now that you've just said, sometimes when you say the game is the game, not just you, but like sometimes when someone says the game is the game, it makes you feel like I just wasted 5 minutes of everyone's time.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No. Because you're bringing it to light.
Yeah, like, you're bringing it to light, but it's fair. Yeah. I'm not trying to discredit everything you say.
Yeah, but sometimes it makes me feel that way. Nah, I'm joking. It doesn't. But it does make me realize like, The game is the game. So what are you crying about? Yeah, no one forced you.
The game is the
literally
game.
No one forced you.
Yeah. EA Sports, man.
EA Sports, bro. Le Coq Sportif. Yeah, come on. Anyway, guys, we're wrapping it. Patreon.com/shits and gigs. £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P.
S&G.
Love.
Gang a gang.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.